The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. According to the World Health Organization, depression impacts 350 million people worldwide. The National Institute of Mental Health reports that women are particularly at risk for depression, with a 70% greater likelihood of depression than men. Since Prozac launched in the 1980s, antidepressant medications have become a blockbuster business. But a study conducted by Johns Hopkins found that 30 to 70% of those being treated with antidepressant medications will experience some form of sexual side effects. That is a quote from a piece in Bitch magazine written by my guest today, and we are going to talk all about sex and depression. Let me tell you about her. Joellen is a writer, speaker, researcher, and mental health advocate who has spent the last 3 years exploring the impact of depression on sex and relationships. Since 2012, she has written about sex, mental health, and how none of us are broken on her award-winning site, The Redhead Bedhead. Joellen has led workshops nationwide on sexual communication, navigating consent, having casual sex kindly, and dating as an introvert. She has toured sex shops, spoken at length on dildos, and even started a sex school. But she is happiest and most effective when writing and speaking on behalf of quiet people who have sex. Check out her video series on attending conferences as an introvert and her extensive writing on sex and depression on her website. Joellen has spoken at Clark College, University of Chicago, Woodhull's Sexual Freedom Summit, and the Playground Conference. Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, Joellen.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So you've been on my show before, but it was back in the day. It was a while ago. It was a live show that I did at ANME, which is the adult novelty trade show. And I think we just talked about sex toys, right?
Yes. I seem to recall I was very excited about a Wii Vibe.
Oh, my God. The Wii Vibe. We're still excited about the Wii Vibe.
Of course.
Okay. So, but your real passion, and so, yeah, you know a ton about sex toys. We know that. But your real passion, especially right now, is talking about, quite frankly, something that people aren't talking about. Certainly, they're not talking a lot about with their doctors or their healthcare providers or their partners or their friends, and that is sex and depression.
Yes, I always say that this started for me because I just happened to have an instant of sexual side effects 3 months after I started writing my blog. And nobody wants to talk about sex publicly more than someone who just started writing a sex blog.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, marched right into my doctor's office and told him, you know, this is unacceptable. And then I went home and I wrote about it and I was all empowered about it. But it also hadn't occurred to me not to write about it. So you know, I just put it up and didn't think anybody but my mom was reading. Mm-hmm. And I started getting emails and I got all these DMs on Twitter and private Facebook messages. And it really resonated with people. But the thing was, they were emails and they were private messages. People really wanted to talk about it. People were not feeling like they wanted to talk about it publicly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's back up and talk just about what depression can do to your sex life and your sexuality. Because I think this is interesting. You know, we see these commercials on a daily basis on television and the internet for all these different antidepressant medications. And we have these portrayals of depression, of bipolar depression. I mean, you sort of can't escape them. And people talk about how it affects, you know, playing with their kids and their husbands, but no one ever says, oh, hey, this might affect your sex life. So what are some of the ways that depression can actually affect your sex life?
Okay, so my big disclaimer is that depression can vary person to person and episode to episode. So what it looks like this time, it might not look like next time. And the big assumption that we tend to go into this with is that depression will kill your sex life. Mm-hmm. So the ones that we tend to know about is that depression can lower your libido, and also antidepressants can lower your libido, right? So depression and its treatment can both do that. Something we learned doing the research is that for a bunch of people, they actually had increased sexual activity during periods of depression, and the reasons for that were actually varied. When it comes to antidepressants, you get into a whole bunch of physical side effects like genital numbness. You get into decreased lubrication, delayed orgasm, anorgasmia. And one of my personal favorites that has come up a couple of times, like strange orgasms. I always say they're orgasms, Jim, but not as we know them. Like they, you get to them and it's like, it just feels different. And unsatisfying was the term one of the respondents used. So there's a whole range of things, and it all tends to get lumped together and referred to as sexual side effects. And to the world, that seems to have gotten shortened down to depression means no sex.
Right. And I think it's a strange sort of trick that the gods have played on us, which is like, we have this thing which is going to affect your sex life. Then we have a treatment which is supposed to make the thing better, or, you know, or help the thing or improve the thing. But that's also can affect your sex life, right? Yeah. So it's sort of like a catch 22, right? That there are people who are struggling or living with depression who may have a lower libido, or who may have trouble having an orgasm, or whose just sex drive may be changed pretty dramatically. Just because, again, I think a lot of people who live with depression live with sort of a lack of access to like joy and pleasure when they're in a depressive episode.
Yeah.
And so, of course, one of our sources of pleasure, sex, gets affected in that mix. But then we develop all these drugs to try to help, you know, improve or fix people's depression. And then those fuck with your sex life in addition, which seems awful.
Yes. And because our society undervalues sex so much, people tend to be afraid to speak up in the face of sexual side effects. Mm-hmm. And also, there doesn't tend to be the willingness to experiment with treatments to try to avoid those side effects the way there might be if, say, your drug didn't let you sleep at night, right? And you might try different ones to find one that didn't have that effect on you. A lot more often, people end up feeling like, well, this is, you know, that's the best it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Alternately, sometimes people do end up in the situation where they finally found a drug that works and it also has sexual side effects, and they're afraid to let go of that working. So then we end up talking about how do you work around those side effects. Right. So there's a whole bunch of facets to the conversation, and it's fascinating.
And you mentioned this research. You did your own original research. So tell me about this survey that you put out and some of the questions you asked people, and let's dig into that.
So in 2014, when I was writing about this, I felt like there were a lot of people who weren't feeling heard in their experience, and I wanted a way to give voice to that for them. So I figured, why not ask them? Mm-hmm. So I put together a survey where I asked a whole bunch of questions about sexual function and sexual side effects and experience with depression. And I put that out, and 1,100 people responded to it, and it was amazing. And from that, I did 20 one-on-one interviews, which was also awesome because it pointed out a huge flaw in the survey that showed a bias that was built in to my perception of sex and depression. And that led to another set of I call it a long-form survey, right, because I wanted more interview-type questions, but I wanted to do it in a more depression-friendly manner. Mm. So I did it in a way where people could do it from home whenever they were comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like I asked the first set of questions in the first survey, did those first interviews, and they showed us everything we missed. And so I got to do that second set, and it was wonderful.
And you got 1,100 respondents simply by sort of word of mouth and promoting it on the internet?
Yes. Yeah. And all told now, we're at just under 2,000 people who have participated.
Wow. That's pretty incredible in and of itself. And that says...
No, wait. That number's very wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh.
We're just under 1,300.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just under 1,300.
Yeah.
But that alone is pretty impressive because, and it says people really do want to talk about this, and people aren't really talking about it. I think that you make a really good point, which is that if you go to your doctor's office and say, I'm having heart palpitations, or I'm having unexplained nerve pain, or I'm having intense insomnia, they're like, okay, wait, but your quality of life is being affected, so we need to address this. And if you go to your doctor's office and say, I'm having trouble having an orgasm, or I'm having trouble getting turned on or aroused, or my sex drive seems to have disappeared, they don't treat it with the same gravity or as the same kind of importance in the grand scheme of things. Like, they don't treat it as the same kind of quality of life issue.
No. And what I found in the last survey was that that problem gets more involved depending on your identity. So in the last survey, we polled for race, gender, and orientation, and asked about how those identities affected people's experience. And there was not a single group that didn't have at least one of the ways they identified negatively impact the experience they had seeking treatment for their depression.
Fascinating. Okay, well, we've got to take our first commercial break, but that is really interesting, but also not surprising.
Yeah.
So let's take a break, hear from our sponsors, and we will continue this talk on sex and depression with Jo Allen when we get back.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey everyone, it's Tristan. Listen, there is nothing sexier than experience. Just ask the Pleasure Chest. As the oldest sex-positive boutique in America, this legendary establishment has made it their mission to provide sexual fulfillment to everyone, regardless of orientation, identity, or experience. With stores in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, as well as online, the Pleasure Chest wants to help you have the best sex of your life. Whether you're buying your first vibrator or your 10th leather flogger, you'll be assisted by a knowledgeable and friendly staff in an elegant, sex-positive environment. If you're looking to expand your sexual expertise, they offer free weekly workshops in locations nationwide where no subject is taboo or off-limits. Visit PleasureChest.com to learn more, because sex never goes out of style. You can use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free Pleasure Chest lube with every purchase.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. The Pleasure Chest has one New Year's resolution for 2017, to help you have the best sex of your life. Visit their boutiques in New York, LA, and Chicago, and enjoy their free weekly workshops offered in their Pleasure Ed program. Experience sex ed in a fun, non-judgmental, and supportive environment. Whether you're improving your oral sex skills or learning the proper way to wield the whip, the Pleasure Ed program has classes for all experience levels, orientations, and interests. Not only will you learn new skills to take home, but every attendee enjoys 15% off when they come to a workshop. So visit PleasureChest.com for class schedules. And while you're there, if you're shopping, use the code Tristan when you check out, and you'll get a free gift with every purchase. PleasureChest.com. I'm talking today with Jo Ellen about sex and depression. And before the break, we heard about this original research that you did, Jo Ellen, asking people a bunch of questions. What do you think is some of the most surprising findings for you that people came up with when, as you started to read and sort of pour through this survey data?
Well, I mentioned earlier that there was a big flaw in the original survey that was exposed. And it was that we did not leave the opportunity for anybody to report increased sexual activity.
Okay.
So what the big surprise for me was that in the second round of surveys / longer form questions, of the respondents, it broke down that a big chunk of them had lower libido, but almost an equal amount reported increased sexual activity. And then there was a faction that reported decreased sexual activity that didn't have anything to do with lower libido. It was informed by other circumstances, such as, like, I want to be having sex, but I don't feel good about myself. So the question ended up being a lot more complicated than depressed people stop wanting sex.
Right. And what were some of the, so for some of the people who said they had an increased libido, what did people expound on that or like reflect on why that was?
So some of it was the flip side of, I want to be having sex, but I don't feel good. Some of it was, you know, I have sex because I want to feel better about myself. One of my favorites was that sex becomes the way I can connect, which actually came up a couple of times. And then some of the answers, I mean, they were all so unique, and that's what happened with the second survey. We left the answers open-ended, so people were able to give their personal kind of long-form answers to us. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it, a lot of it came down to kind of seeking something outside of oneself. A couple of them came down to denial, avoidance. I was doing this, so I thought I wasn't depressed.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And you rattled off a series of lovely side effects that antidepressants can give you in terms of affecting your sex life, including lower libido, making it harder to have an orgasm, but also genital numbness. So I want to talk about that for a second, because I have a friend who said, like, when she took Zoloft, she felt like her genitals were literally numb.
Yeah, it's my favorite description ever for it was given by Stephen Biggs, the psychotherapist I work on this project with, and he said it's kind of like your genitals are wrapped in bubble wrap, right? It's like everything's still there, you just kind of can't feel it, find it, get to it.
And I mean, that must be like really scary for people.
Oh, it definitely is. And it's not one that gets spoken about a lot. It's the one that keeps surprising people when I mention it. And for me, that makes it so much more important that we talk about it, because I feel like people must be out in the world experiencing this thinking they're the weird person who has it.
Right. And then you've written a lot about this. You've written extensively about sex and depression. And one of the pieces that I really like that you wrote was called Sex When You're Depressed. Don't Just Do It. So tell me the crux of this argument, of what it was in response to, and what your opinion is about this.
Well, a great thing that has happened over the last couple of years is there has been a lot more conversation about this topic, and so there have been a lot more articles out there. But a piece of advice that came up a couple of times in a really short period was, you know, just do it, just go and have sex, because, you know, you'll realize while you're doing it that you wanted to do it, and you'll just feel better. And I get the impulse to say that. One of the side effects we listed in the thing was sexual impulses without the desire to act on them, right? So you want to have sex, but like getting up is hard.
Right.
And I get that. The danger in telling people, you know, don't listen to your brain that tells you you don't want to have sex, just do it, is you might just do it and find that, no, really, you did not want to have sex. And now you, as somebody who already feels a certain degree of disempowered, right? Your brain is being controlled by this illness. You feel like you've had more power taken away from you. You feel like the thing that you felt that you didn't want to do this didn't matter. So I tell
people. But do you think people feel pressure to do it, because also they may be living with a partner who doesn't have depression and who's like, hey, let's have sex on a regular basis like we have been?
Absolutely. And I think that creates a problematic consent dynamic too. Yeah. So here's what I tell people to address that and to keep everybody kind of on the same page. I say, don't just do it, but don't just not do it, right? Don't just go with, well, depression, you know, not really feeling it. I say to take a moment and think it through. Think about what you're feeling, what you're not feeling. Talk to your partner about, like, maybe why not sex right now. And keep them on the same page. An experience that got discussed in one of the sessions last year was doing that and seeing how the partner responded and feeling understood and heard, and that ultimately leading to wanting to have sex like an hour later, which I thought was a really sweet story. Now, I'm not pitching this as a tactic for getting laid, but...
right, of course.
But there is something to taking that pressure away and knowing you can always talk about it and you can always try and alleviate some of that frustration that might be there. by understanding what's going on and that it's not just a rejection.
Right. I mean, so yeah, you also have a great piece that you wrote about like sort of how to navigate this with your partner, right? Mm-hmm. Especially if your partner hasn't themselves had depression or doesn't live with depression, kind of how to bridge that gap and some ways to kind of find yourself on the same team is one of your strategies. Because I would assume that this causes conflict for a lot of people, right?
It really does. It's for people who've never had any experience with mental illness, it's a whole new world. And for people who haven't experienced it themselves, for people who maybe grew up in families with it, it can be very traumatic feeling, mm-hmm. right? If their experience in the past was bad, you know, there's a whole bunch of things to consider. And a lot of, right now, a lot of the books on navigating relationships with depression are quite old. And a lot of the mentality that they reflect is an older mentality that talks about the importance of kind of protecting yourself from your partner's depression.
Hmm, interesting.
Right? It's a very, like, old school idea that, like, we drag each other down kind of thing. But I always say that makes you one team and your partner and their depression the other team, and nobody wants to be on team depression. It's, like, the worst team ever.
Right.
So I say if you get together, you know, because your partner is still your partner. They're still, you know, the person that you were with, and they don't want the depression there any more than you do. So get together with them and navigate it together.
Well, I want to hear about more tactics and more strategies for coping with this. We got to take another commercial break, but we will be back after these brief messages.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, everyone. It's Tristan. Listen, there is nothing sexier than experience. Just ask the Pleasure Chest. As the oldest sex-positive boutique in America, this legendary establishment has made it their mission to provide sexual fulfillment to everyone, regardless of orientation, identity, or experience. With stores in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, as well as online, the Pleasure Chest wants to help you have the best sex of your life. Whether you're buying your first vibrator or your 10th leather flogger, you'll be assisted by a knowledgeable and friendly staff in an elegant, sex-positive environment. If you're looking to expand your sexual expertise, they offer free weekly workshops in locations nationwide where no subject is taboo or off limits. Visit PleasureChest.com to learn more, because sex never goes out of style. You can use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free Pleasure Chest lube with every purchase.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. I'm hoping that this conversation is stirring up some feelings in you, and you may have some questions or comments, or maybe you have a story about your own ways that you've navigated sex, sexuality, sexual relationships, and depression. You can always call and leave us a message on our 24-hour voicemail. The number is 323-SEX-8266. 323-SEX-8266. And I told you about the Pleasure Chest's amazing sex ed program where they have weekly classes at their stores. Let me tell you what's coming up. In Chicago on January 25th, Pleasure Her Perfect with Tanya. In LA on January 18th, OMG Spot with Chelsea and Michelle. January 25th in LA, 50 Shades of Pleasure with Victor. In New York City, January 18th, Suck It, Lick It, Love It, an oral sex class with Greer and Aaliyah. And January 25th, Advanced Anal Play with Sloan. All of these classes are from 8 to 10 p.m. They're all free, first come, first serve seating. You can go to pleasurechest.com and find out more about their sex ed program. And I have a new partnership with Pleasure Chest, which I'm really excited about. I have picked all my favorite toys at Pleasure Chest and written about why they're my favorite toys. And I have an entire page devoted to those toys. So we are going to tweet out the link to my curated page on pleasurechest.com. Okay, so we've been talking about sex and depression with Joellen Noddy, and I want to talk more about this piece you wrote, Five Steps to Take When Your Partner's Dealing with Depression, about strategies, like how do you navigate it when one person doesn't have depression and is like ready and hot to trot, and the other person is like, hey, I'm having a depressive episode, I'm not in the mood for sex, or I'm on these drugs that lower my libido.
Yeah.
I mean, what are some other tips for sort of bridging that gap?
I have a couple, and I love them. I get very excited about this. So the first thing I did, so a lot of this grew out of me being in a relationship with somebody who had absolutely no frame of reference for this. And so got thrown in the deep end kind of quickly because they were dealing with somebody who has dealt with depression for years and who talks about feelings constantly. So one of the first things I did was I taught my partner about something called spoon theory, right? And this is created by a woman named Christine. I'm going to butcher her last name, Miss Aran. Not even going to try. Her website is called But You Don't Look Sick, right? And spoon theory is basically a language tool. I say it gives us a common language. It gives you a way to have a concrete understanding of the limited physical, mental, emotional resources that somebody with a chronic illness has, right? And so you say that, like, you know, you have a limited number of spoons to get through your day, and everything you do uses some of them. So my partner learned to ask me if I had spoons left for whatever we were doing. And that was like our first step, learning that language. He had no concept of what depression might feel like. So I sent him to, of all things, a video game that I can't recommend highly enough. It's called Depression Quest. And it was designed basically to allow people to live the experience for a little bit of time. It's a role play game of a depressed person. And it's beautifully crafted with sound and the appearance and everything really gives that kind of horrible feeling of what life is like when you're terribly depressed. I made the mistake of playing it once when I was in a depressive episode. It was a really bad idea, but it's not a universal experience. I recognize that, but it gives people who have no concept just a little taste of what it can be like. I also tell people to find things that communicate what you're feeling that work in the framework of your own relationship, right? So that sounded complicated, but it's really very easy. My partner and I are dorks who love comics. So I started finding things for him on Robot Hugs and Hyperbole and a Half. So little comic websites that actually both write about mental illness. And I would send him those because those were the easiest way for him to digest what was going on for me. I say, like, if you're sports people, you know, find the video of the guy who almost makes the touchdown and then gets tackled by the entire team. and be like, that's today. Right? Because we get into this thing where we think we need to share, like, the medical journal article that explains what's going on in my brain. But that's not going to get your partner on the page of what you're feeling. Mm. Like, they don't know what to do with that. So it's incredibly helpful to give them things that are concrete that they can understand.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And also, I think in that piece, the way you sort of lay it out is really important, because I feel like it just gives people a sense of, like, how to approach this. Mm-hmm. Rather than kind of like put the blame on the depressed person.
Yep.
Or put sort of the burden on the depressed person to, like, stop being depressed. And then, like, all normal things will like resume activity.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's, I think a trap people fall into a lot is trying to wait out the depression. Mm-hmm. Like, depression's happening now, but it will stop and we'll go back to normal life. And that's just a recipe for everybody getting frustrated, impatient, and resentful.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, my question for you is, it seems like all of the most commonly prescribed medications, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs, things like Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, almost all of them seem to cause sexual side effects. Do you know of medications that treat depression that don't cause sexual side effects?
So I've tried to be really careful in, like, not naming drugs, because I felt like that was me being, like, me recommending things, but I realized that everybody knew what I was talking about every time I did this anyway.
Right.
So Wellbutrin is a different class of drug. Wellbutrin / bupropion. And so because it works differently, it is known to not have sexual side effects or not affect libido. Mm-hmm. It actually is known to occasionally elevate libido to problematic levels. It also, though, is for many, a way less powerful antidepressant, or less effective.
Right.
So there's that trade-off in
And I think if some elements of your depression involve high anxiety levels, Wellbutrin may not be the right drug for you.
It's not good for that. And the thing to remember is that with the SSRIs, each drug is going to interact with each person differently. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your friend might have their libido shattered by one drug that won't do that to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess we've got to take another commercial break, but I think what I want to hear then coming up next, if first of all, is, like, please, researchers out in the world, find more drugs in the class of Wellbutrin, please, that don't affect your libido and your sex life. But I want to hear from you, like, some actual workarounds. So let's say someone's found an antidepressant. It works for them. It really helps them. But it has some of these sexual side effects. Are there workarounds to that rather than trying to sort of change medication? So so I want to talk about that. And, of course, I want to talk about the book you're writing, because you're writing a book about all of this, which is going to be so useful. So let's get some commercials out of the way, and we will talk more about sex and depression with Jo Ellen Naughty when we get back.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
Hey everyone, it's Tristan. Listen, there is nothing sexier than experience. Just ask the Pleasure Chest. As the oldest sex-positive boutique in America, this legendary establishment has made it their mission to provide sexual fulfillment to everyone, regardless of orientation, identity, or experience. With stores in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, as well as online, the Pleasure Chest wants to help you have the best sex of your life.
Whether you're buying your first vibrator or your 10th leather flogger, you'll be assisted by a knowledgeable and friendly staff in an elegant, sex-positive environment. If you're looking to expand your sexual expertise, they offer free weekly workshops in locations nationwide where no subject is taboo or off-limits. Visit PleasureChest.com to learn more, because sex never goes out of style. You can use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free Pleasure Chest lube with every purchase.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Hey, I have been running something for quite a number of years, and we've just upgraded and improved it. It's called the Open List. It features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, doctors, lots more, who are all poly-aware, kink-competent, sex-positive, queer-affirming, anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. And they have experience with GLBTQIA, genderqueer and gender variant, sex workers, activists, and diverse cultural communities. If you are looking for a therapist or another kind of provider who gets you and who has experience and knowledge in these areas, you can search our provider list. Or if you're a professional who'd like to be added to the list, you can do that too, all by going to openingup.net and clicking on the open list. We are back talking with Joellen Naughty about sex and depression. And so I want to pick up where I left off before the break and say, let's say you are on a drug that's working for you, but you have these sexual side effects. You're not going to switch or change drugs for various reasons. What are some of the workarounds to deal with these side effects?
Okay, so I'm going to start in one of my favorite places, toys. So if you're having the sexual side effects that are physical, right? So if you're having the genital numbness or the difficulty orgasming, and you are somebody who has a vulva, actually, this actually works for just about everybody. I recommend this. Any kind of giant, high-powered wand vibrator tends to be a great investment for these situations, mm-hmm. because something about the strength and the size is really helpful. I didn't realize my preference for those things probably has something to do with the fact that I've been on antidepressants for my entire sexual life.
Right.
They are consistently reported as the toy that helps people kind of get through phases of anorgasmia or difficulty orgasming, or, you know, be able to feel something when they've lost some of that sensation.
Right, right.
Additionally, if you're someone with a penis and you're having erectile dysfunction issues, there is a sleeve attachment that you can put on the top of one of those. That's it's usually clear, and it goes on the top, and it has a little, like, sleeve for a penis. And you can put that on a flaccid penis, and it actually apparently feels amazing and works quite well. Additionally, Joan Price has turned me on to the hot octopus for people who are dealing with erectile dysfunction. It apparently works wonders with a flaccid penis and makes everything feel very wonderful. And my big suggestion is always a ton of lube all the time, because so many people dealing with even if you're not aware that you're dealing with sexual side effects, when you're on any of these drugs, decreased lubrication is so frequently a thing, mm-hmm. and it creates so much discomfort. Now, on the actual, like, brain functioning level, apart from toys, I've been talking about something I call the sexual skeleton key. So we talked earlier about, like, making conscious decisions about sex, right? Not just doing it, but not just not doing it. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, I think you start to learn what is your thing, your, you know, thing that if that doesn't turn me on, if that's not doing it, then I'm probably not into sex today. Mm-hmm. Right? I always use myself as an example, which is tricky because my thing is so kind of basic. But for me, basically, if you show me an erect penis, and if I see an erect penis and I'm still not into it, then yeah, then put a fork in me, I'm done. Right? But there will be times where I will say to my partner, I'm really not feeling like it. I don't know, can you show it to me? And it actually works. I spoke to somebody recently who said for them it's massages. They'll say, you know, I don't know if I'm really there, but can we try a massage? Mm. And so if you build it into your kind of sexual dialogue, that there's not an expectation, there's not pressure, but this is your thing that you try.
It seems to me discovering your sexual skeleton key has a lot of benefits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just a great tool that you know kind of is the thing that sort of turns you on, and it's how you're wired for whatever it is. I mean, it seems like porn could be that for some people, mm-hmm. right? Just yeah. seeing explicit images of sexuality, that might be a way to sort of jumpstart things. I'm trying to think of what my sexual skeleton key is. I feel like I might have a few, but I think I want to say dirty talk might be my sexual. Do you know what I mean? Like if someone yeah. can really talk a good game, that can really get me.
Yeah. And we ended up saying the other day in a conversation about this that somebody said, like, what if it doesn't work? And the response was, well, skeleton keys open lots of doors. And I thought that was a really fun response, because even if it's not getting you to sex, it's at least, you know, furthering that dialogue with you and your partner. And I love that.
Right, right. And so you're taking all this research and all this knowledge that you've gained about this, and you're writing a book about sex and depression.
I am.
And my guess is some people listening want to read that book eventually, or want to take one of your surveys if there are ongoing surveys. So tell me how people can support you in writing this book and who can maybe even get a preview of the book.
So I'm supporting the book right now by running a Patreon, and all the information for that is going to be available on my website. There's going to be a little widget on the right side of the screen. And you're going to want to click on that, and that will take you there. I am going to be running more surveys. They will be targeted to specific groups. Mm-hmm. That information will also be available on my website.
Redheadbedhead.com.
Redheadbedhead.com. Yeah, right. That is yes. where my website is.
Yes.
You should just guess that, people. No. And if you join my Patreon, it's actually really cool because it's a great community where I get to kind of share a little bit of the process that's going on, and you get to see a bit of what's going on with the book and what's going in it, and I get to ask you questions. Do you want to know more about this? And right. it's just a fun interactive way to kind of see what's coming and get, you know, a peek of the book as it's going on and not have to wait until it's done and bought by a publisher and made pretty and put out in the world to see it. It's great.
Which takes a little bit of time, folks, oh, just yes. so you know. Which takes a little bit of time. Well, and as far as I know, there is no book on this subject. Is that right?
I feel like there are books adjacent to it, but no, I feel like there's not a book on this subject
that directly deals with sex, depression, relationships.
As far as I know, no.
And given how many people in their lives will experience depression it might be an ongoing thing. There might be just, it might be a certain point in your life. It seems like this is a conversation that needs to happen. And you are like at the forefront of really jumpstarting it.
It's really exciting. I feel like people have been kind of quietly waiting to have this conversation. So it's really great to watch it kind of unfold now.
Well, thanks for starting it and continuing it and working on this book. I know it's going to make a difference in a lot of people's lives. Thank you for being on the show, Joellen.
Thank you so much for having me.
Joellen Noddy is a writer, speaker, researcher, and mental health advocate. You can find out more at redheadbedhead.com. That's her website. She's also got an incredible blog, and there are links to several pieces she's written about sex and depression. And of course, you can support her on Patreon. You can follow her on Twitter at Joellen Noddy, N-O-T-T-E, and on Facebook and Instagram at The Redhead Bedhead. I want to thank everyone who makes the show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my regular engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to have a guest in studio. It's going to be really fun. She is the co-creator and star of the web series, which was nominated for an Emmy, called Her Story, all about the stories of trans women and their lives and their love lives. And she's landed a role on the brand new season of Nashville. That's right. Of all places, Nashville has got a trans woman character and played by a trans woman actress. So that's pretty amazing. Her name is Jen Richards, and you're going to love her. So tune in for that next week and maybe call in too. In the meantime, go to facebook.com/asktristan. You can call our hotline again if you have questions and comments about this show, and that's 323-SEX-8266, 323-SEX-8266. Get me on Twitter, get the show on Twitter, either at Tristan Taramino or at Sex Out Loud Radio, and I'm also on Instagram at Tristan Taramino. Until then, take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.